This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we studied what is said about God the Father's love in John chapters 13 through 17. Let's now consider what is said in these chapters about Jesus Christ's love. He and the Father shared a love relationship throughout eternity past. During his earthly life and ministry, he remained in his Father's love by obeying him. He wanted the disciples to know this same kind of love relationship with him. He loved them unconditionally with agape love and indicated this by pointing out in John 13:1, having loved his disciples, he now showed them the full extent of his love. By washing their feet, sharing truth with them in preparation for his departure, and ultimately by dying for them, he shared truth about how his Father always loved him and that he loved them with the same kind of love. Jesus prayed for the disciples. He asked God to send them the Holy Spirit to be with them at all times. In addition, he prayed they would be protected from the evil one and that they would be sent out into the world to minister even as Jesus had been sent. In this way, he modeled for them the kind of love relationship he wanted them to have with each other. Though Jesus loved the disciples unconditionally and equally, John seemed to have this relationship in a special way, though it's not clear why and how. Never forget, Jesus loves you and died for your sins. Trust in him and remain in his love by obeying what you understand he desires of you. Trust and obey is a well-known phrase. When you do, his love will fill your heart.